This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Home sales in the region saw a small increase in November. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has sales up by 0.4% compared to November last year. Year-to-date sales are up from last year, but the realtors say that the market still struggles to meet demand. Prices in the four-county region went up by more than 4% to an average of $394,000. The experts warn that if supply doesn't improve, potential homeowners will be missing out on building wealth. About 70,000 gallons of crude oil crept into western Jefferson County last month. It's reported that a faulty connection on the Enbridge pipeline is to blame. The leak was discovered November 11th by an Enbridge technician. The company says about 60% of the spilled oil has been removed through excavation. The DNR is assisting with cleanup. The head of the HOP is out. Andrew Davis Lockwood was the manager of Milwaukee's streetcar system, the HOP. He has resigned amid allegations of misconduct and ineffective performance. The decision comes after the manager reportedly missed federal grant deadlines and failed to complete a required audit that could potentially cost the city millions. Safer streets could be coming to the historic Third Ward, Walker's Point, and the riverfront areas. Milwaukee officials are proposing $33 million in funding for projects aimed at creating safer streets and more public spaces in those areas. The plan includes reconfiguring streets, adding protected bikeways, and improving pedestrian accessibility. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the improvements are a priority for making Milwaukee safe. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. Not many people have had a run in TV like Ted Danson. Even when the former Cheer star and current star of A Man on the Inside doesn't like a project, it turns into a hit. Danson says he thought Curb Your Enthusiasm sucked, but still agreed to play himself to help out his pal Larry David because he felt sorry for him. Danson went on to be in every season of the critically acclaimed show and admitted later it reinvigorated him and made him want to be funny again. Just a quick message to God regarding the way too successful Ted Danson. That'll do. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little foggy out there this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy all day, becoming breezy by late this afternoon. High today, 46. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to near 30 after about 4 o'clock today. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.